Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Pairing on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live in Manhattan, New York. I am at East 49th Street and Park Avenue. We are in front of today the Colgate Palmolive building, and I chose this location today because I like Colgate Palmolive. We use some of these brands as a child growing up, and we also use them now. I believe they're responsible for several house food products and hair care products that we like, but they have like a conglomerate of products that you may know and use. So if you have a product and you wanted to know about it on the stock market, you would have to go to Colgate Palmolive, and then you would look up, you know, its stock, and you will find this abbreviated acronym, and then you will find out about other products that you can find their particular owners. And I think it's Dawn or Palmolive is a is a part of the whole Colgate, but you know, the toothpaste, and then you know, Palmolive is a dish detergent, and then I think they have a lot of other products. So I've been watching the stock market, and a few of the products that we use at our house, like I said, is from the company. So when I saw it, I thought, wow, I would love to like stand in front of the location, find out if they have anything open to the public, and come out and try to blog the building. It's a beautiful silver building with glass finishes, and it has an E-Trade financial business right inside with securities and brokerage products inside. It also has a signature bank, which is a card key opening type feature, and it's all glass, and there you just have ATM products. And then they have this symbol on the awning, and it's 300 Park Avenue, and they actually have Colgate Palmolive on the around the front in the foyer. So in the foyer, they have like a silver type structure, and it's I guess some type of art of rectangles and stuff. And we did some of this last night when we were at the Museum Mile Festival, and that's what I'm here to recap today. And so I'm kind of like just taking a walk around the building, and they have a Charles and Schwab, also a brokerage. So we're here today just to recap Museum Mile. I did the part one yesterday from the Cooper Hewitt Cafe, and because I still had to take time to actually view the exhibit, I did not blog about the exhibit. So today I wanted to take the time to do that. So it was Tuesday, June 9th, 2015. The Museum Mile had about 8 museums open to the public at no cost from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. I was able to get into the Jewish Museum, which featured exhibits that I did have a chance to see, was the Revolution of the Eye, Modern Art, and the Birth of American Television, Repetition and Difference, How to See Culture and Continuality, The Jewish Journey, and more. There were street activities. There was a lot of music. They had a DJ in front of the Jewish Museum. They were playing hip-hop and rap, and a lot of R&B music. It was wonderful. They also had a part in the street art program that was entertainment as well. If you want to learn more about the Jewish Museum, it's www.thejewishmuseum.org. Making an accordion book using collage and drawing was their activity. So then I also had a chance to, so there they did a lot of black and white print. There was a lot of student writing. There was a lot of mixed world culture exhibits. They had some from Israeli. They had something from Americans. They had something also from, I believe, Poland. There was, the exhibit was from, you know, world culture, and they also had a lot of it was in Hebrew writing. They had a lot of black and white, no frills type art. And, you know, they displayed the Hanukkah type of symbol. They also had several different candles with lighting on the bench. And they had all types of displays. It's a beautiful place. It was a warm, relaxing atmosphere, really cool. They have a cafe upstairs where you can listen to messages from around the world, including New York. And, you know, it just was a, you know, vibration that was very tranquil. And it was a lot of information. It was informative. There were beautiful quotes, and I really had a good time at that one. Like I said, if you have a chance to do the museum at no cost, it's on 92nd Street, or the low cost, you know, they have time for families. We feature these items because we're teens and we're also parents, so, you know, teens might want to go on dates, so sometimes dates can, you know, on their budgets might be reasonable to go at a lower cost and no cost. And sometimes, depending on who's doing the display, like if it's a professor from school or a teacher from school, you might want to go on the night that it costs, like, you know, the regular price. And so depending on what you're after, you know, they have options for everyone. So also we had a chance to go down to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the exhibit was China Through the Looking Glass. They also had available the rooftop garden. And then we also did something with the street art. There was interactive performances with Martha Graham and Company, photo keepsake at the Met photo booth. They have food and the chalk drawing. So we enjoyed that. A lot of people know that here on the Theory of Parent on Blog Talk Radio, we also took part in usually each summer in doing the street chalk. And so when I saw that, it was like a blast from my own life, you know, in my theory, you know, that they were actually doing something that we also, you know, took part in our programming. So I thought that was awesome, and I give everyone, you know, 5 stars for that, you know, out of 5 stars. And so we enjoyed that very much. And, you know, street art is art. So to give everyone, after reviewing each exhibit or going into any museum, the opportunity to come back out and then draw whatever is on their mind on the street, it was an excellent opportunity for children, adults, and everyone from all ages to participate. So we did enjoy that. Okay, so we also went down to the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum, and they had the exhibits were How Posters Work, Making Designs, and Hewitt Sisters Collect, and Immersion Room, and they also took part in the chalk drawing. So they're at www.cooperhewitt.org. You'll find more information on them. And also at www.metmuseum.org, you'll find more information on them. Now, remember, like, all exhibits are not permanent. So some nights you might go and you say, hey, I heard this on Blog Talk Radio or, you know, Theory of Parenting that they had, you know, blase, blase, you know, exhibit, you know. And then you get there and you say, hey, it's not there. Well, you should go online and you should look to see what's, you know, happening now, and then you'll know which exhibit is a permanent exhibit and which exhibit is a, you know, just exhibit for a certain time period. And so then you'll have to get in, you know, on a schedule and see what you want to see and know what's going to be there, like, for you to repeat. And so that's, you know, what we learned as well. So I also had a chance while at the Cooper Hewitt to look at some of the pictures that they have, and they do something with, they're planning with the eye, and they're also planning with retention and memory, you know, memory, subconscious memories. And so they had like a hair piece on one of the posters, and the face was missing, and there was a big word in front with a question mark. It said, who? So we all, you know, were looking at the posters trying to figure out who it was, and I knew it. I said, it's Elvis Presley. You know, how could you, like, not memorize Elvis Presley's hair? So I did it, and I ran up to the board to read the fine print, and you know, it really was his hair. So then they did a series of, you know, posters like that. And then so they worked with the eye, you know, in another way where they actually folded a piece of paper and they made it look like a fan or a staircase. And then they talked about how they can create motion and how they create depth. So, you know, that was obvious to the plain eye that the depth would be in the step into the staircase. That would be the depth as you take a stair. And the motion was like the flow of the paperwork after it had been, you know, been folded. So we had a lot of time to do that. So then they had a hands-on activity where you had to go in and become the designer, and you had to actually pull out two things out of your pocket and try to make some new invention. And so I pulled out my cell phone, and I had a little case there, and I said, hey, you know, why not mix this? It wasn't a cell phone case. It's just a, like, carrying case, and maybe even for CDs or something like that. So I said, why couldn't we build this phone into the carrying case, which is the cushion case, and make it, you know, a cushion, you know, held cell phone. And that way it will be built in. It couldn't be removed. And anytime you drop it, then you would, you know, always have that kind of cushioning. So that was my quick project. And then you had to mount it to a board and leave it there for others to see. So that was excellent, awesome. I really enjoyed that. And there were all types of line work, repetition work. They had patterns there. They have products from the home, dishes, all types of. Each museum had its own display of pottery. Each museum, worked with their own displays of, you know, of fine art and, you know, paintings. And also each museum had its own, museum collection. And then they also had some that would be featured only for a short time. And even at one of the museums, there was an artist actually putting together her gallery work, and she was standing outside. They had one of the floors closed, and she was in her smock, and she was, like, taking a breather, and she was outside watching the people go by. I guess, you know, she was, you know, gaining some inspiration or, you know, just taking a breather. And she was there, you know, talking with one of the assistants about, you know, how it was to put together her collection, and that, you know, she was taking a few days, and, you know, like, she was there to, you know, really complete the job, and, you know, how long it took to do her exhibit work. So we heard just briefs of that. And on top, we also had a chance to go up on top of the Metropolitan Museum, where they have a sky deck. And you know that if you're a parent, on Mother's Day, went to the Library Hotel, and we had a chance to go onto their sky deck. And we had an awesome view there. But then we had a chance to go to the Metropolitan Museum, the MET, they call it the Met, and they have an awesome rooftop deck. They serve drinks and alcohol. And it's a panoramic view, and it's like one of the best that I've seen in the city, even after going into some of the other buildings and gazing from, you know, the you know, Macy's, who has a, you know, they have, and Lord and Taylor, they both have, like, nice views. But, you know, these are the views of the city. These are the views of the commuters. These are the views of the pedestrians. These are the views that you can't get really from the Met, but you also can very well get these views from those particular spots. So, you know, if you have a zoom camera or, you know, take pictures from those windows, and they're only like a few stories up, so you really can get, you know, the busy work, you know, almost like you can feel the vibration of the cars. But at the Met, they definitely had something more tranquil, you know, and more, and it was awesome. I have some pictures. I probably will load them to Facebook at our Facebook page. Again, you're here at Gary Cannon on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going over our journey through the Museum Mile Festival on yesterday, and we even received a 50% off ticket for the next time you visit. You can have 50% off in half price for one or two tickets. So, you know, it's a special. It says only today, but I think I did read it that you can come back and have it. So by now, I had a chance to go to the Guggenheim Museum, the NA, and then we had a chance to do the Met, the Cooper, the Jewish, and a few more of the museum. Now, in the basement, I was allowed to go in the basement, and in the basement, we found that there's a children's section, and it was called at the Met, and then they had Meet Teens, and there's free program for teens from May through August 2015, and they're going to, like, explore and create and connect with art and other teens. So you can meet people there, interact with programs, galleries, and studios. Everything is free, and it includes supplies. All you have to do is reserve and encourage other people to come. There may be an application required. So this is 1000 Fifth Avenue at 81st Street in New York, New York. Again, you're here at Candy Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're recapping our visit to Museum Mile Festival, which was on June 9th, and it was from 82nd Street to 105th Street. I didn't go up to 105th Street. I didn't go to 82nd Street. I wanted to get in three museums that I had planned to get in. They have live music and children's activities. They had street performance, and then they had street activities. They had indoor activities and, you know, large exhibits. The most beautiful museum was the Met. It was the biggest museum. It was colossal. It was, you know, beautiful archways. They had beautiful artwork. They, there were finials everywhere. There were, you know, built-ins into the ceilings, and they have all type of columns. You know, it was just a beautiful, like the man said online, museum-styled, you know, building. And we definitely had some in, you know, like a formal environment. We definitely had a good time in our informal attire, and, you know, we did definitely do that. They had a basement lounge where you can go and charge your phones because I thought my phone was going to go dead. And so you sit down there in a few benches, and you can just, you know, relax and recoup and recover. It was chalk art. They had design, I said that. And they had all type of stuff that you couldn't absorb all of it in one day. But, you know, it was everything and then more to view it at no cost. And the founders and the, you know, museum are greatly appreciated for giving such, a free pass, you know, to the public. And I totally enjoy it. And I hope that this was the 37th annual anniversary, and I hope that, you know, they have a great turnout for their 38th anniversary. At 5:45, there was an introduction, you know, via microphone from some of the keynotes, and we, you know, stood online instead of, you know, gathering around, because they did it from the lobby and not outside, because there was a separate gala going on across the street at the other a building, and so they were dressed in white formal gowns, and they were dressed in suits and tuxedos. They had robes all over. They had a tent, you know, so, like, their big gala plus what we were doing, you know, was absolutely awesome. It was a clash, a total opposite. You know, they went formal. We went casual everyday wear and jeans and denim and T-shirts, and they were dressed in everything else, and it was just, you know, it was just total art, because it was just total the opposite of everything, and so I totally enjoyed that as well. And running up and down the street, they had it closed off, so we were able to, like, totally walk in the middle of the street and just, you know, color all over the street, and we were able to, you know, listen to the music, and, you know, we were not far from Central Park, so, you know, those people were on looking, and, you know, some of them did gather, and it just was, you know, a really awesome time, and I totally enjoyed it, and I, you know, hope that I'll get a chance to do something very similar to it with my son, you know, as soon as he graduates, or, you know, soon after. That's our time for this show. Until next time.